Welcome back to day two of the Hormone Real Talk Bootcamp. I am so excited for today's episode because we're going to talk about some of the connections between having issues with your energy and issues with your hormones and help you understand why that's happening for you as well as what you can do about it, which is the most important thing because low energy is one of the things that I see fixed the fastest with my students in Nourish Your Hormones. And it is one of the things that increases our capacity the most as women when we're not feeling exhausted all the time, when we're not crashing in the afternoon. So we're going to talk about the causes of all of those things. And if you are hopping into this challenge day two, definitely go back and listen to day one because I built some foundations there. And you can also sign up for emails to get access to the VIP version of this challenge, as well as get some specific action steps and takeaways so that you can make sure to make some progress and not just get more information in your ears, but actually see some results in your life.
Hello, my name is Lauren, and I'm here to share a little bit about my experience in the Nourish Your Hormones course. And for my story, I started off this year looking to be a bit more health conscious because I was feeling like I had really kind of low energy. I had fluctuating mood throughout the month. I was in the process of coming off birth control and I was lacking kind of direction on what I should be eating and fueling my body with. And I quickly realized there's so much information out there. And then I came across the Happily Hormonal podcast and then quickly started the Nourish Your Hormone course. And the information that is in the course that has helped me the most is the fact that it is super simple. Leisha does a great job of simplifying just what you need to know, not making it feel overwhelming, kind of cutting through everything that's out there. It's really tailored to embracing the beauty of being a woman and just how our bodies are created and how we can be a bit more in control of that. And then it's really clear on what to implement. And I would say the result that I have felt as I've started to implement many of the things in the course is just much more of a consistent energy throughout the day, a higher capacity. Like I truly feel like I can just do so much more. I feel so much more mentally clear and able to show up for my husband and my community and in a different way. I'm so much more in tune with my cycle. I am so blown away that I did not know any of these things about how a woman's body truly operates throughout the course of a month. And there's just been so much freedom going through all of this and so much encouragement and hope for the first time. So it's been a great start to the journey. I'm about 2 to 3 months in and noticing some great improvements and excited to continue on with this.
Welcome to the Happily Hormonal podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, then you are in the right place. If you would love to have lasting energy, balanced hormones, and better periods, and you find yourself spending all of your precious time after the kids go to bed researching what to eat, what supplements to take, how to exercise, and you feel overwhelmed by all the info out there, then I've got you. I'm Leisha Drew, registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, plus mama of 3 little ones, and I know that hormone balance doesn't have to be hard. I'll help you balance your hormones without perfection with simple steps that actually work for busy mamas so you can feel good inside and out and be present, joyful, and confident in the beautiful life you're already living. If you're in for happy hormones, taking messy action, and seeing results without perfection, then put your hair in that mom bun, grab your toddler the 7th snack of the day, and grab yourself a bone broth hot chocolate so we can do this. So let's start out by talking about what is normal versus not normal with your energy, because shocker, spoiler alert, I probably have a different opinion than a lot of people in this world about what is normal with energy. And the first thing that I want to say is that having an afternoon energy crash every day or most days is not normal. This is actually a sign that your adrenals need some support, that your body needs some nutrient support, some mineral support, but also feeling tired all the time, waking up sluggish in the morning, crashing not only in the afternoon, but maybe also mid-morning or also anytime you sit down, or definitely just like crashing in the evening where you are no longer functional before, you know, 9 or 10 p.m. All of those things are not normal with energy. And the good news about that is these are all things that we can fix. And we're going to talk about some of the causes of low energy and how that links to causes of hormone imbalance, because the good news is you can fix both things at the same time and have better energy, better periods, and less PMS. And that is a promise that I give you inside of Nourish Your Hormones, that if you follow the steps that I teach you, that you will see improvements in those things. And it could be one at a time, it could be all of them at a time, but that is what my specialty is, and that is what I love to see women thrive in. So the first question that I want to ask you before we even dive into the why behind low energy is, if you are struggling with low energy, what is it costing you? When you are thinking about your day and you're thinking about, you know, how are you going to get through the day? How much caffeine are you going to need? Could you take a nap? When could you take a nap? And what can you say no to? What can you say no to in your social life, but also, like, what can you tell your kids know about so that you can get more rest, right? And when you're in that survival mode and you're in that low energy mode, it can feel literally exhausting just to try to get through, but it can also feel really discouraging because it may look like getting really snappy with your family or getting really irritable at bedtime every night because you are just so done. Or even mid-afternoon, you know, parking your kids in front of a show versus actually getting to spend some time with them, or just totally vegging out because you're so tired and you're scrolling. Whatever that looks like for you, those are, you know, maybe a little drastic examples, but probably not, because I think we've all been there at different times in our life and our motherhood. And there are going to be seasons of motherhood that are going to be more exhausting. So if you are listening to this and you are freshly postpartum, definitely within the first 6 months, maybe within the first year, there are ways to improve your energy. Absolutely. I have had some great postpartum periods, and this is where you do give yourself grace. And if you're not sleeping well at night, you have somebody waking you up, then maybe the nap is truly what you need. But if you're not in that season and you're getting, you know, a reasonable-ish amount of sleep and you're, you know, in a season where things are not crazy, crazy in your life and your energy just essentially sucks, then this is where this episode comes in for you. And so give yourself the grace to be where you are and not to have excuses about where you are so that you can move forward and improve it. Even if you are in a crazy season, there is more energy to be had. So the next question is, if abnormal energy is low energy, then what does good normal energy actually look like in a realistic way in motherhood, in a busy life as a working lady? What that looks like typically is getting enough sleep and enough nourishment throughout the day, where you can wake up in the morning and be reasonably refreshed, maybe super refreshed and ready to pop right out of bed, or at least where you're not just dragging and hitting snooze 4,000 times and dreading your day, but where you're able to get up once you are out of bed, you are feeling pretty awake and ready to go, and you can start to move into your routine in the morning, whatever that looks like for you. And then throughout the day, that would look like not having an energy crash mid-morning, not having an energy crash mid-afternoon, or even when you're driving later in the day, but feeling pretty stable with your energy, where you're not looking around for a sugar snack or caffeine around 3 p.m. and you're not crashing and needing a nap, but where your energy just stays pretty steady and truly you don't even really think about your energy. That is the key. And then when you are getting into the evening, you start to get a little more tired, but you're able to wind down and get to the point where you can go to bed at a reasonable time without just like crashing in every single one of your kids' beds as you're getting them to bed. That's been me for sure. Falling asleep, you know, 6 times before it's really bedtime, or just being like literally done, I can't do another thing, and having to leave, you know, things that you really wish that you didn't have to leave for your day, and not being able to start your day off on a good note with a clean kitchen or with happy kids or whatever that looks like. So that would be normal energy, just really energy that is steady throughout your day, doesn't crash, and you don't really have to think about it. You have the energy you need to do the things that you want and need to do. The two biggest things that I see causing issues with energy and issues with hormones are going to be overstressed adrenals and blood sugar dysregulation. So I'm going to talk about the adrenals first and how that affects not only your energy, but your sex hormones. So the adrenal glands, for a quick refresh, for those of you who haven't been to anatomy recently, the adrenal glands sit on top of your kidneys, and they are the glands that produce stress hormones for your body. So they produce cortisol, they produce DHEA, and those stress hormones can be thought of as negative, but you need them. You need cortisol to be able to have energy throughout the day. You need cortisol and your neurotransmitters like norepinephrine and adrenaline to be able to respond in an emergency. And DHEA is a precursor to a lot of your other hormones. And so these hormones are things that you need to be able to produce, but we need to produce them in a somewhat balanced amount. And what I run into a lot of the time is that we have these stressful lives, that we have been stressed ever since we were teenagers, ever since we were, you know, older kids or even younger kids. And we have this perception of things just not really feeling safe, and that we need to essentially be always moving, always working, always trying to keep things safe. And so that can look like a feeling of like needing to control everything. It can sometimes look like a feeling of being completely out of control, but really wishing or trying to regain that control, because we are just in this fight or flight mode. And what that often leads to, because the adrenals and the ovaries are connected, essentially the way the brain talks to the adrenals is directly connected to the way the brain talks to the ovaries. But when we are in this chronic stress state, we are going to be prioritizing those stress hormones over everything else, because they are helping us stay alive. They're helping us survive. And being in that survival mode means that we will not prioritize sex hormone production. And when we are not prioritizing sex hormone production, it is easier to make estrogen than it is to make progesterone. It costs less energy. And we are likely to make enough estrogen, or at least close to enough estrogen, and maybe even enough estrogen to ovulate, but not necessarily to ovulate well, and not to make enough progesterone, because progesterone is the hormone that is used most for fertility. It increases your metabolism and your thyroid function. So it's a very costly hormone in the body, not only to make, but also to have. And when you are able to increase your metabolism and get pregnant, those are going to be really costly metabolic functions. And so when we are in stress mode, fight or flight, progesterone is not a hormone that we need to make. And when we don't, and this is, I'm saying we don't need to, in an acute stress situation where you are in a true emergency, but your body can't always tell the difference between a chronic, I'm stressed out and I'm running around all the time and I have too many things to do, and there's a true emergency. So when the body is not prioritizing progesterone production, you can have a lot of hormone symptoms, but you're also going to be in that survival mode and less likely to be making appropriate amounts of cortisol, and even less likely to be nourishing your body as well as you need to be making those hormones in the first place. And so this is where we have to step in. And this is one of the very first steps in Nourish Your Hormones, is to stop that cycle so that we can start to not only have the ingredients that we need in our bodies, the right nutrients and the right triggers to reduce that stress, to be able to make those hormones, but then we'll be able to keep those hormones once they're made, and keep them in the right amounts and appropriately, and then detox them when needed. Because another thing that happens in full stress mode, in survival mode, is that your progesterone can be stolen to make more cortisol. And so it's just kind of this vicious cycle that has to stop with the way that your body perceives stress. And so that is the biggest thing that we focus on in every single step of Nourish Your Hormones. And one of the other things that I see really contribute to low energy is a lack of blood sugar balance. So blood sugar balance is really important to keep your stress hormones balanced as well, because when you have a drop in blood sugar, which is really common in blood sugar dysregulation, it's not always just high blood sugar. When you have a drop in blood sugar, it's a true emergency in the body, and it causes a spike in cortisol. If this is happening multiple times throughout the day for you, or multiple times throughout the night, it is going to trigger that fight or flight response, because it truly is an emergency in your body when blood sugar drops low, because you need that glucose for every single function of your body, but to keep you literally alive. And so it is a true emergency. It is a warranted reason to spike your cortisol and to get those stress hormones working, because that helps spike your blood sugar and get the backup system working so that you can stay alive. And with that being said, the ideal situation would be that you are fueling and using backup stores of glycogen in your liver that are easy for your body to use, that don't require stress hormones to break them down. And you are replenishing those nutrients consistently, and you know what those nutrients are so that you can keep your blood sugar balanced and keep from having those consistent stress responses in your body. And blood sugar balance is one of the biggest drivers, in my experience, of energy crashes and low energy. And it's something that can completely resolve as long as you have the right steps and you know what to focus on. And even if you are eating healthy and eating fairly consistently throughout the day, I see gaps so many times in the food logs that my clients submit to me, because we are potentially eating good whole foods, potentially eating pretty often throughout the day, but making sure that you actually are eating the right times that work for you and that your macros are balanced in a way that your body is responding well to is something that a lot of times is kind of out of our reach when we're looking at it ourselves. Not because you're not capable, but it's just honestly hard to get as clear of a look at yourself as you can looking at someone else's information from the outside. So if you are unsure about blood sugar balance and are ready to dive into that, I have several resources for you. I have a podcast mini course on blood sugar balance that will be in the show notes. And then of course, Nourish Your Hormones is going to be the full step-by-step that I would really recommend you start with, because then you're not just getting bits and pieces, you're getting the full system that you need to get you from low energy, bad periods, and PMS to getting rid of all of those symptoms and finally feeling good in your body. So let's circle back to the question that I asked earlier in this episode, which is, what is it costing you to have that low energy? And your answer is going to be different than my answer, but the likelihood is it's costing you something that you would really rather not be paying that price, whether that's just lower capacity and not able to accomplish as much as you want to, or not able to be as present as you want to with your family, or maybe not showing up as well as you want to in your business or at your job. There are so many things that low energy can be costing us, and you don't have to be paying that price anymore, because low energy is typically from one of those two causes that I've talked about, and you can absolutely change the way your body responds to stress and make sure that it is nourished and able to not only create enough energy for your day, but also to create balanced hormones so that you're not having those hormone symptoms as well. And so nourishment truly changes all of this, and making sure that you are getting the right nutrients in the right amounts at the right times sounds more complicated than it really is. It's not that there are, you know, two or three foods that you can only eat. It truly is that there are a vast variety of foods that you can eat. We just need to know which nutrients you need and how to get those in a way that works for your body and works for your taste buds and is something that you can stay consistent with, because consistency is truly the key. And so as a little wrap up and a quick action step for you, I just want you to think about what has come up in your mind during this episode and where you think you might need some support or where you might want to take some steps forward. And one of the biggest things that I see when we're looking at stress hormones and we're looking at how it's affecting our energy is that we can for free at home support our stress hormones throughout the day by just taking 5 to 7 minutes about twice a day and bringing those stress hormones down. And you may actually have some things in mind that you know do that for you. And I go really in depth in this in module 3 of Nourish Your Hormones, how you can do this really consistently and regularly and what steps to truly take. But even just as a little tidbit, taking a couple of minutes, a couple times a day to just do something that helps you go from a 10 out of 10 stress to an 8 out of 10 stress, or from an 8 to a 5. And that can look like breathing, that can look like time outside. There are many different techniques that you can use, but taking that time to do that several times a day can actually reset your stress hormones over time, because you are going to be getting yourself out of that fight or flight, even if it's for 5 to 7 minutes, and you're going to start to understand what that feels like and start to make those changes more long term. And even just those little signals of safety can make a huge impact on your body. I'll drop the rest of your action steps today in the emails, and I will see you tomorrow. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you had as much fun with this episode as I did, make sure to share it with one or three of your besties and leave a rating and review so that more and more women can find this podcast and have happy hormones. And when you're ready to have pain-free periods, no more PMS, and energy and capacity to live the life you really want to live, then it's time to join us in Nourish Your Hormones. I can't wait to see you in there and help you have balanced hormones all month long. See you next time.